when you're coming from Little Rock back to Jackson, Hattiesburg, you sort of cut through the Delta area, which is off the Mississippi River. And so you sort of go through Louisiana up through through the bottom half of Arkansas. So I was coming back from Little Rock from a speaking engagement I was at there on like Thursday or Friday. And, you know, there's all this stimulus package on the radio. I was listening to NPR for a lot of the drive. I was listening to, you know, CNN and Fox, just sort of flipping around. And it was, you know, stimulus package was on the mind. And I'm just looking around at the area, and it's just total farmland for, you know, it's miles and miles of farmland. And driving along, and I just sort of come up on this sign. And it sort of looks like it says the word depression on it, and because I'm thinking about stimulus, you know, as well. I'm like, no, that can't be it. And then as soon as I get up close to it, I'm like, pre-depression sale. Wow. And I just sort of stopped. And I let off the gas, and I said, I've got to take a picture of that. So I just turned around, pulled up in the parking lot next to this little gas station, and then snapped the photo. And then drove on down the road, you know. But I kept looking at the photo like every 20 or 30 minutes. I would just pull the phone up and just look at it and listen to the radio. Just kind of one of those moments that, you know, you're like, how do you explain this to people that here's this town, and I think it was in Grady, Arkansas. Here's this little small town, population is very small, just a few hundred people. And how do you explain this to people that really what's going on in this part of America? And you could really see, you know, that these people live and die by, you know, rain and, you know, weather and things like that. And if you look at what's in the stimulus packages and things out there, you sort of wonder, is that going to help these people? These people are hurting.